Yo, what's up my self-care squad? It's your girl Riley Hart here, back with another dose of real talk to get you through this crazy thing called life. Today we're diving deep into something super important, building resilience, especially when you've been through some heavy stuff, you know? Trauma, adversity, those things that feel like they suck the sunshine right out of your soul. Ever felt like you were just one bad day away from crumbling? Trust me, I get it. Life can be a total dumpster fire sometimes, but guess what? We're not just gonna sit here and accept that as our reality, fam. We're Gen Z, we're the generation built to adapt, evolve, and freaking thrive, even when the world throws its worst at us. So let's break down how to build that inner fortress, that badass resilient shield, you know? Because honey, it's not about avoiding the bad stuff, it's about coming out stronger on the other side. First up, acknowledge your feelings. This one is huge. Seriously, stop bottling it all up like a pressure cooker waiting to explode. If you feel sadness, anger, frustration, let yourself feel it. Don't judge yourself for having those emotions, they're valid, okay? Think of it like journaling, get it all out on paper or digital notes, whatever works. Next, practice self-compassion. We are so hard on ourselves sometimes. Like, girl, you tripped over your own feet this morning. Get over it. You're human, not a robot. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer to a bestie going through something tough. Remember that inner critic voice? Yeah, tell it to STFU and go for a walk. Third, build a support system. Don't be afraid to lean on your crew, your fam, friends, those online communities that get you. Sharing your burdens can make them feel lighter, trust me. And remember, sometimes the best thing you can do is just be there for someone else. Helping others build resilience too, you know? Now, let's talk about setting boundaries. This is crucial, fam. You need to protect your energy and mental space. Learn to say no to things that drain you, people who bring you down. Your time and energy are precious, don't waste them on negativity. Lastly, focus on what you can control. You can't change the past or predict the future, but you can choose how you react to situations right now. Focus on your own actions, your choices, your mindset. You have more power than you think. Picture this. You're scrolling through social media and all you see are these perfectly curated life vacations, fancy dinners, flawless selfies. It's enough to make anyone feel inadequate, right? But remember, what you see online is often just a highlight reel. Life isn't always Insta-worthy. So instead of comparing yourself to others, focus on your own journey, celebrate your wins, no matter how small, and learn from your setbacks. Don't let the pressure of perfection hold you back. Embrace the messiness, the imperfections, because that's what makes life real. So there you have it, fam. 5 key takeaways to build that unshakable resilience. Remember, this isn't a one-time fix, it's a continuous journey. There will be good days and bad days, but keep showing up for yourself. Keep learning, keep growing. Because honey, I know you got this. Tag me in your self-care wins on TikTok, DM me your thoughts, and let's keep the conversation going. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button and spread the love. Share this episode with anyone who needs a little dose of real talk and motivation. Peace out, my resilient queens and kings.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.